Welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom. I'm your host, Allie, a mom of five and a BCBA. Today, we have a special guest, Alyssa Senecal, who is a homeschool mom and also my cousin, or she's married to my cousin. So I guess that makes her my cousin.
Cousin
adjacent. I mean, like, we're better. No offense, Chops. If you ever thought about being a homeschool parent or on a homeschool journey, this episode is for you. Alyssa, can you share your background on what led you to homeschooling?
Yes. All right. So I am a mom of three, and I became a teacher. I was a public school teacher for a few years, and then I always kind of wondered about homeschooling. It was always on my mind, but I was like, no, like, that's not for us. Once my middle child started VPK, he kind of had trouble in school, and we ended up pulling him from VPK. Because it just wasn't a right fit. My idea was like, I'll just delay him a year. He's a summer birthday. It will be fine. Then we decided to homeschool him. And I was like, okay, I'll just homeschool him. And then my oldest was in public school still. So then I was like, okay, wait, like, I really like this. I think we could do it. I tossed the idea around for maybe about close to 2 or 3 years. And then this year we are officially homeschooling everybody. Yeah, that's what led us here.
And you did. You talked about it for a while too.
But I would not shut up about it.
Can you share a day in the life of what it's like being a homeschool parent?
Yes. So our days are crazy, but like most people with kids, your days are pretty wild. But a typical day, we get started by 9 o'clock. I kind of let them sleep in unless we have to be somewhere in the morning. But by 9 is when I like to try to get everyone started. I usually start with my oldest first. She's a little bit more of a self-starter. She can work a little more independently. I get her started. I'm there if she needs me. And then my middle child, it's a little, school is school to him. He's really never known anything different. It is not his favorite time of the day, I'll be completely honest. But we get him started, and I'm there with him. He's kindergarten, so he needs me, like, right there. It maybe takes us close to 2 hours. They have their reading and their math that they do every day. And then we have a couple subjects that we do on a loop that we work as either as a family or something that they have independently, like typing or handwriting they do on their own. But history, social, emotional, we have a Bible devotional we do as a family, and science we do as a family as well. And then once we're done with that, it's like right before lunch, we have lunch, and then we carry on with our day, which is either extracurriculars, play dates. We go to Disney a lot. And then, yeah.
I know, I keep seeing all your videos at Disney, and I'm like, maybe if my kids, like if I didn't have like a senior, and like an eighth grader, I just like, that would be fun to just go to Disney and like do a home. Maybe I would join you. When Daniel's older.
Yeah, I'll still be doing it. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go to Disney a lot more. We'll just meet up.
Yeah.
So like, I'm glad that you mentioned that about the extracurricular. So like one common concern a lot that I hear from parents is that there's not enough extracurricular activities for homeschool kids. And also that socialization piece, like, you know, you always hear like homeschool kids, like those are the weird kids and things like that. But I've actually met a lot of homeschool kids that are like, not like, I mean, no weirder than like me.
Oh yeah. I mean,
it didn't seem to affect them socially. So how do you... what are you doing for like that extracurricular and socialization for them?
Maybe too much. I'm gonna spread myself a little thin, but my oldest, we call it farm school. It's not, but there's chickens there, so that's just what we call it. It's like an enrichment day. She learns about like gardening, chickens, baking, like things like that. And she loves it because it's all girls. Isn't supposed to be, but that's just how it worked out. So she just loves that. We're also in a co-op, which all my kids attend. And then we're heavily involved in our church. So we spend a lot of time there. And then there's dance. Carson does gymnastics. And we have a lot of play dates. I think socialization, definitely, that was something that crossed my mind. I was scared about doing. But really, you kind of have to say yes a little more, I feel like. I don't know. I feel like I'm an introvert, but people don't tell me I am. I have to say yes to things, even though, like, I'm like, I really rather just sit home today sometimes. And sometimes we do. We have days where we do nothing, but you have to say yes to some more things that you might not want to say yes to, so that your kid gets the benefit of hanging out with a friend or getting to socialize. But socializing is so much more than just being around other kids your age. Socializing is watching people at the grocery store or observing conversations. Like, they're learning other socialization skills just by doing life. So it's definitely something I wouldn't stress so hard about if this is a decision that you are thinking of doing.
Yeah. And I like how you said that there's definitely other, like, homeschool parents. So, like, the co-op, like, you kind of get together, like, with those other homeschool parents and you're able to teach together too. So I like that, because I think it gives you, like, the bonding with your children and then also, like, the other parents that are doing the same thing. So I like that idea. And I think, similar to me, you're also, like, what I call, like, an introverted extrovert. Like, there's times where I'm like, I need to shut everything down and it's my quiet time and I don't want to go out and I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to, like, watch my shows and eat my snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times where I'm very social. So I totally get that too. And I think it's good for kids to see both sides of that. So it's good to have, like, your time to yourself and then also, like, the socialist time with others too.
Yeah.
So, boundaries. And you've mentioned you used to be a public school teacher.
Yes.
Can you share some differences between teaching a classroom and teaching at home?
Okay. So I think definitely flexibility. I felt like when I was a public school teacher, there was boxes I had to check. It's a job still at the end of the day. We're there for the kids, but there's still stuff that, like, we have to get done. With homeschool, say we didn't get to math that day because someone had a doctor appointment, or we got invited to have a play date when we usually do school, it's okay if we didn't get the math assignment done. We could do it after dinner, or we can do it on a Saturday, which I know sounds dreadful to some people, but school for us takes less than 2 hours a day total for both kids. Managing behaviors was a big part of my job as a public school teacher. Of course, there's siblings and they're gonna fight and get on each other's nerves, so you're still managing behaviors on a different level,
right?
But there's no paperwork that follows up with that, or, you know, things like that. Less fluff. It's kind of straight to the point. Homeschooling can be as grand as you want it to be or as minimal. I'm somewhere in between. And also it depends on the subject too that we're teaching. With science, we might do a little bit more. With math, we're just doing what's in the book. So there's that flexibility that I have as a homeschool teacher compared to being a public school teacher. It was like, let's get this along. We need to have this done by Friday because you guys have a test, and that's right, when the test is, and you have to, like, follow suit pretty much. So yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that is great too. And I think, you know, in the classroom, there's, like, a lot of, like, in between time, right? There's, like, okay, mm-hmm, we have, like, this subject and now we have to, like, like, there's a lot of transitioning at school, which is a lot of reason, I think, for the behavior management for clients I have with, like, you know, they're overstimulated, like, the sensory issues, and then also just, like, that structure, it's difficult for them. Like, all of those transitions throughout the day, all of those kinds of things can be difficult and can be overwhelming, versus at school, like, it's like, okay, so you said 2 hours. Like, if we're thinking about the academic time that the kids are actually sitting and doing academic, it probably is somewhere close to that.
Yeah.
Because there's a school day of, like, there's lunch and now we have recess, which is great and great for socialization. Yeah. But there's a lot of, like, that in between, like, now we're at centers and now we're doing this. So I think that is great that you are able to have all of that flexibility at home versus at school. Like, you don't. There's not that flexibility. Like, they have to do, like, that transition. They have to, you know, go through, like, the whole school day. Like, you know, so I think that there's definitely a lot of flexibility in homeschooling. So I think that is great that you have that. What are some challenges that you're finding with homeschooling?
The toddler. She wants to be right in there. She's three. She wants to be right in there with them. So kind of setting her up to do something while I'm working with the other two, but I'm trying, we're still finding our groove. I'm trying to, like, incorporate her as much as I can. Like if my oldest is writing on a whiteboard some math problems, I'll let her have a whiteboard too and like use the dry erase marker, and she feels like she's doing school. I have a couple workbooks that are just for her, and I'll let her like doodle in them. She sits along when they do our family lessons. She likes to sit there and she listens. And so she's absorbing quite a bit. Another big struggle is my middle child. He has ADHD, and luckily he gets that one-on-one time. I guess just trying what works best for him. We're still experimenting. We have some tools that I've just brought in, like a timer and a little like checklist of what his day looks like. And that seems to be helping, but he can get distracted so easily. So that can be a little bit of a challenge. But I just think about like if he was in a public school setting, how more distracted he might get. Or he just, yeah, I feel like I'd get a lot of phone calls about him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that could very well be. And I always say like everyone kind of learns at like different like paces too. So if you have like ADHD where you're constantly distracted and like it's hard for you to focus or like sit still, like things like that, the traditional classroom, like I think classrooms have come a long way with all of like the accommodations that we have now.
Yeah.
But like back, like when I was in school, like, you know, like I was always like off task, like you're off task. And I'm like, why am I off task? Like, because I'm like sitting halfway out of my chair. Like I didn't even know you can have more movement at home.
Yeah. Like if there's a point where I'm like, okay, like you need to get some energy out and then we'll come back to this, I'll make him like do a lap in the backyard. Or I'll tell him to go jump on the trampoline for like 10 minutes and then we'll come back. So that kind of helps. And we also have like a timer, which he always wants to know how long everything takes. So that's been useful as well. But yeah, definitely there are some challenges. It is not perfect by any means. I know on social media, we can definitely get caught up in these like perfect like homeschool videos you might see. I've been wanting to record a day in the life of our homeschool mornings, but usually like this morning, Layton is butt naked painting. Carson has his shirt off because he thinks he's John Cena. And Dakota's like singing at the top of her lungs while doing her math. And I'm like, I can't record this. Like I can't post this. So it's definitely not like picture perfect by any means, but it's working. So
yeah. And I like that it's like comfortable for them too. So that's really nice. Like, you know, you can't go to school with your shirt off, or no. Butt naked. Usually like, you know, that's just a usually have to wear your clothes.
Yeah.
But I like that the flexibility and having like your autonomy with homeschooling. Like those are the benefits I think to homeschooling. What is your favorite thing been so far about homeschooling?
Definitely the flexibility. Flexibility, the freedom of just doing what we want. The time I get back with them, that has been, I feel like our relationships have grown, I guess, especially with my oldest, because like we'd pick her up from school and then I'd get like maybe an hour with her and then we were running off to dance and then it'd be time for bed and dinner when we got home. So I felt like we didn't really get time to like connect. So I feel like we're kind of getting all that back and family time and sibling time, which I know like, I don't know, like they can definitely fight and get on each other's nerves. But I've seen just being with each other more these last few months. They have definitely grown in their friendships with each other. And I love that.
I love that idea. And I think it's almost similar to like going to like a small school with just like a few kids. So I kind of like that idea too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I'm sure you get like other ideas from like parents and stuff like that, like activities to do and things like that. So that's kind of cool. Like you guys can all build these like a small community.
Yes.
What advice would you give parents who were considering homeschooling?
Just do it. If it's on your heart. Yeah. Like if it's
fine.
I thought about it for years and drove myself crazy. And I feel like it was put on my heart for a reason. If it's been on your heart and your mind and it's feasible for your family, just do it. I've rarely heard of somebody regretting that choice. And another one I would say is try to find a community, because you don't have to be in a co-op and you don't need all that extra stuff, but having a community, just like anything that you do in life, like someone has the same job as you, it's nice to vent and talk to them and work through things together that like you might have not thought of. Like I've told Chad, I told my husband not that long ago that I was like, I don't know what you go through at work, just like you will never 100% know like what my day looks like and doing it. So like having my mom group or other homeschool moms that I can talk to about this stuff,
Right.
like they just get it. So having a community is just nice, no matter what you do. So joining a co-op does definitely help with that. Or there's Facebook groups that have meetups. And yeah, I definitely say have a community and or just a really strong support system. If you're maybe a little more introverted, maybe it's your husband or your best friend or your neighbor or something. But
Yeah.
yeah, and then just do it. Just do it. Don't overthink it too
Yeah.
much like me and drive yourself crazy. Just go for it. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna work out.
And I think too is that you can always like if it doesn't work, like you can always just kind of put them back in school too. So
Exactly.
it's not like the public school is gonna say, no, sorry, you're homeschooled now. Get out of here.
Yeah. You don't have anything to lose. Like our situation, Dakota was in a school that was a lottery system. She was at a charter school.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's why I thought like way too hard about it. Her school was great, but and I was like, why am I doing this? I feel silly. Like her school is just fine. But really, it was just so much more than that, that why I wanted to do what, like why I wanted to pull her. So I knew once I took her out, she wasn't going to be, the chances of her getting back in were so slim. But yeah, there's always private school if that is something that's in your budget. And public school, yeah, they can't say no. So you
And
really
they
got.
have scholarships too. Yeah, for private school, like they have scholarships. So like if financially, like sometimes like you can get like the
Step
Step
up.
Up scholarship. And then
There's
there's
also
also,
one for
yeah.
homeschool.
Yep. Yeah. There's a homeschool scholarship, which honestly, I'll just tell you too, for a client that I had that was like a private client that I saw, and I really did more of like a consultation and things like that. So like I directly worked with them. And I had like consulted with a parent. They were homeschooled, and they were able to for me to just come. Like they were able to get reimbursed for me
Oh,
coming. Like I
wow.
only saw them 1 hour a week, and we did it just through the summer because now they're in school, which I'm just like great. And I still checked in with mom, and it's like, hey, how are they doing and things. And I've known them a long time. They were my client before that all of this too. But yeah, so that was really kind of cool because I was like great because now I know that if I have a homeschool parent, like, and I, you know, when I do like any consultation or direct sessions, that they can get reimbursed for that. So I was like,
Oh,
oh, it's because
yeah.
of the scholarship. And I'm like, okay, so the scholarship is a lot more than what you think. Like, they are able to get like a jungle gym. Like,
Yeah,
I
you
helped
can
the
get
parent get all kinds of
so much.
curriculum that they needed. Yeah, all
Yeah.
kinds of stuff. And especially for, you know, if it's like sensory seeking kids, like, there's all kinds of stuff for that too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So it's more than what you think.
Yeah,
The homeschool scholarship.
it's definitely a blessing. It's a great resource. We haven't been funded yet. I'm still waiting, but it's supposed to be this week. Fingers crossed, 'cause I have a list of things. Also, the UA scholarship,
Okay.
which is, it stands for Unique Abilities. And that one is, I think, funded a little bit more, and you can use that for homeschool. That
Yes.
one offer, like, you can get even more stuff with that one.
There's a lot, yeah. So if you have a child that you know, has like a special needs, like it might like that's some of that unique scholarship too, which I think that's what the family I worked with, I believe that's what they had as well. So I think that was really helpful. Like there's a lot of resources out there they can use. I even had one family, I think they did like music lessons. Like they went and like dropped their kids off at music lessons with the scholarship. So
It
there's
will
a lot of
cover,
resources there.
yeah, it will cover everything that my kids are currently in. And it covers curriculum, it covers like tickets to like museums, like things like that, like field
That's
trips,
really awesome.
just for them. Like obviously, like not the parent, just the, but yeah, there's,
Yeah.
it's definitely, it's a great resource.
So another question too, because I was thinking about how Noah is a senior and how like detrimental if I like pulled him out now, like, you know, when he's like heavily involved in like theater and like all of that kind of stuff. Do you think as your kids get older, like in high school, that you're going to continue this journey, or what are your thoughts? Because there's so much too. Like in high school, I'm like, I don't know, there's like prom and like graduation.
So the co-op that we're in, if we stay with it, so like next year Dakota will be in fourth grade. They're able, it's at a school. It's actually at our church. Like I said, we spend a lot of time there. It's a private school as well, but that's where
Okay.
the co-op is hosted. And if we stay there, we are allowed to do the sports at the school. So any of the sports that they
Oh,
offer,
that's awesome.
They're allowed to participate in those sports, prom, homecoming, graduation, all that. So like they're kind of like looped into the school if we stay
That's
with that
great.
co-op. I have some friends that their kids go to that school, and they were telling me that one of their daughters went to a dance with actually a homeschooled kid from the co-op. So like they're all kind of like connected still. So I used to stress and worry about that stuff so much. But in the state of Florida, there's also a program that I think there's an annual fee, but they also offer like a statewide prom and they offer like a statewide graduation. We were at a homeschool conference and at the
That's awesome.
Gaylord in May, and that's when they have it. So there's like the conference, and then like the last like day or two is prom and graduation for like all these kids. Like there were
I love
so many
that.
kids there, but it was also very informative and inspiring. But
That is
yeah,
so.
so there's ways you there it's so different from like when we were in school, and like if you knew a homeschooled kid, like it's just so there's so
Totally
many.
different, right? Because I have neighbors down the street from me when I was growing up and they were homeschooled. And they didn't have that. Like they didn't do co-ops. There wasn't like extracurriculars. They were like involved. Like they went to church, so they socialized that way and they socialized like around the neighborhood. But totally different. So I'm glad that there's all these like resources for kids. And I think, you know, for a lot of families that I work with and kids with, you know, disabilities, it's sometimes school is just really hard for them, and they parents go ahead and they homeschool. So it's nice to know that there's a lot of resources out there. So if that's a decision that they make to homeschool, I will tell you some of my favorite sessions have been with homeschool because they go out to cool stuff. Like I actually there was one they went to. It was like a treehouse like camp or whatever. Like there was like a treehouse and they were all reading in the treehouse. Yeah. So
That's
I'm like, all right, this
awesome.
is so cool. Yes. Some of the most fun, like there's so many fun experiences too. I mean, nothing like I think if you're going to school and doing a traditional way is great too because they get a different experience from that as well. So it definitely I think it just depends on, you know, different experiences. But yeah, I think what you said, if they have it in their heart to do it, they should just do it.
Just do it. Yeah,
Just do it.
don't stress yourself out like me and think about it for years. Oh my gosh, I drove myself crazy.
I'll let you know when Daniel's 5, what I decide.
Okay.
All right. So, Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your homeschool experience. You can reach out to Alyssa. She's on TikTok as the Sunny. She's
The
on
same on
Instagram as
all
the
platforms.
same. Yeah. So on Instagram and TikTok as Alyssa Sunny. And if you reach out to her, if you have any homeschool questions,
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I love talking about it. So,
Or Disney questions too.